C. Using forced abortion for population control. Shortly after Western feminists succeeded in the battle to legalize abortion, women in the People's Republic of China had abortion imposed upon them by the CCP's family planning policies. The mass killing of the unborn has resulted in a humanitarian and social disaster of untold scale. The CCP follows Marxist materialism and believes that childbirth is a form of productive action no different from steelmaking or agriculture. It thus follows that the philosophy of economic planning be extended to the family. Mao Zedong said, quote, "Mankind must control itself and implement planned growth. It may sometimes increase a bit, and it may come to a halt at times." In the 1980s, the Chinese regime began to implement the one-child policy with extreme and brutal measures, as exhibited by slogans unfurled across the country, quote, "If one person violates the law, the whole village will be sterilized." Quote, "Earth the first, tire tubes after the second, scrape out the third and fourth." A variation of the slogan was simply, quote, "Kill, kill, kill the third and fourth." Quote, "We would rather see a stream of blood than a birth too many." Quote, "10 or more graves is better than one extra life." Such bloodthirsty lines are ubiquitous throughout China. The Family Planning Commission uses heavy fines, plunder, demolition, assault, detention, and other such punishment to deal with violations of the one-child policy. In some places, family planning officials drowned babies by throwing them into paddy fields. Heavily pregnant women were not exempt. Even with childbirth just days away, they were forced to have abortions. According to incomplete statistics published in the China Health Yearbook, the total number of abortions in China between 1971 and 2012 was at least 270 million. That is, over a quarter of a billion unborn children were killed by the CCP over this period. One of the most serious consequences of the one-child policy is the disproportionate number of female infants aborted or abandoned, leading to a serious imbalance in the sex ratio of Chinese under the age of 30. Due to the shortage of girls, it is estimated that by 2020 there will be some 40 million young men who cannot marry a woman of childbearing age. China's man-made sex imbalance has triggered serious social problems, such as an increase in sexual abuse and prostitution, commercialized marriage, and trafficking of women.